So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really and truly appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We're going to talk quite a bit about that in the first part of our program today. When to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. If you do need to move to a senior care community, how do you find the right one that meets your exact needs? We talk about that quite a bit here on the program, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to the radio today, streaming us online, or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for tuning in. You are appreciated. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services and products provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. Here it is, and write it down. You can call this number 24 hours a day. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You could also visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. com. All right. Without any delay, let's jump in. I'd like to introduce you to my special guest today, Mr. Bill Schwartz. He's the owner of 101 Mobility of Kansas City. And Bill, thanks for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
Steve, my pleasure. Great to see you again.
All right. Good to see you. And for anyone who is not familiar or just now starting to learn about 101 Mobility, you are experts in mobility and accessibility solutions. You are all about keeping someone independent in their home and taking away a lot of the barriers.
That's all we do every day, all day.
Every day, all day. Your business is growing. Your business is booming. And there's a reason for that. You guys, first of all, you're great people. I've met your staff and you're a great leader, and all of the products are just unique and interesting. They're incredibly affordable. And again, you get to stay home. And I mentioned this last week, the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many people would prefer to remain independent in their home? 90%. So 9 out of 10 people, and I'm part of the 90. I would like to stay home if I can. Reach out to Bill Schwartz in 101 Mobility of Kansas City, 913-320-1101, 913-320-1101. And Bill, you have a really good website. It's 101mobility.com/Kansas City. There's some great information on the website.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, we're proud of our website. We have a really nice project gallery that gives our clients a good idea of what we do every day, and probably most proud of the reviews. I mean, that tells a lot about a company when you're able to go in there and hear what other people have experienced and how they feel about it. So
yeah, absolutely, and everyone rants and raves about your products, the service, and I think just about everything in our entire life comes down to people. and you have to have the right people. I mean, you have to have good products, but I mean, you have to install it properly. You have to service it properly. You have to be available and answer the phone when someone calls. And if there are any issues or problems, once in a while, not everything is perfect. You may have to, you know, resolve an issue. I mean, it's all about the people and how well of a job they're doing. It sounds like you're doing a great job.
Well, we think so. And I think, you know, what we're finding is there are a few companies who, do sell a lot of these types of products on the internet. They're an 800 number company.
Yeah.
Folks call those numbers. They may get a product installed. Where the problems typically come in is they can't find somebody to come service them once the product fails.
Mm.
We have our own, full-time, service and installation team. So, we're never more than 24 hours away from a client if they have a problem. It's typically the same day. So that's a big feature we offer.
See, and I think that is huge. Support a locally owned and operated business. You're hearing from the owner. This is not someone in an Ivy Tower in, New York or Los Angeles or wherever, barking down orders to the layers and layers of bureaucracy. This is the local hands-on owner, and you just heard it. High level of service. If you order something online or through a 1-800 number, you kind of get what you get. And a lot of times that's lacking the service. So, with 101 Mobility of Kansas City, you do get excellent service and you will be happy with that. Now, Bill, we talked about the last couple of times that you were in, we talked about stair lifts and that's a big deal. But let's move just outside of the home and talk about accessibility, kind of getting in and out of the home. That's a major issue.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the big dilemmas folks that we deal with face is getting their loved one from the house into the vehicle and out of, around town. Everybody wants to get out and enjoy days like we're having today.
Man, it's beautiful.
You know, and enjoy the sunshine. And it's incredible how many times just getting out of the home into the garage to the vehicle presents a huge problem. But if you think about it, someone who has limited or lack of mobility in their legs, getting down those two or three steps from the kitchen into the garage typically is monumental, because a lot of times it's the wife helping the husband and there's a real inequitable weight mismatch there.
Yep.
And so there's some great solutions. People typically initially gravitate toward a ramp, which may be a solution there, but in the ADA suggests a foot of ramp for every inch of rise.
It cannot be too steep. Otherwise, you've got a whole new set of issues there.
Right. And and in a residence, we can go outside the ADA suggested amount of ramp. But if you typically see 24 to 36 inches of rise in a garage,
ooh,
that's a lot of ramp. You're talking 25 to 30 feet of ramp.
Oh, my gosh.
Most garages can't tolerate that. It eats the whole garage.
It would take up your whole garage.
Right.
Doing that zigzag thing to get your rise to run ratio.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So a great product that a lot of people don't know about because they don't see them, but we put them in garages all the time. It's called a vertical platform lift. It's okay. Also known as a wheelchair lift, a porch lift. There's a lot of different terminology that is kicked around with this product, but it's essentially a 4 foot square product, that's designed to wheel into in a wheelchair, say from the home, you wheel into it, then you go down your 2 or 3 feet, you wheel out into the garage and your caregiver helps you into the vehicle. So that eliminates a couple transfers, which for a spouse is a big deal, because most of our clientele doesn't have the strength to lift a loved one in and out of a vehicle and chair and all that. So it's a great solution.
I just met with some clients this last week, and the husband, and he was a big guy, but he said, "Steve, I'm 82, and if my wife has a fall in the home, I'm just no longer able to pick her up because she can't really help me very much. Kind of dead weight. So she only weighs about 120 pounds. So, but if she can't help him a little bit, that 120 feels like about 400 pounds. I mean, it's very difficult.
It really does. And once they get out of the home, and the other dilemma we see folks struggle with is, you know, we want to go to the mall. We want to go see our grandkids. But what do we do once we get in the vehicle? There's all sorts of great mobility devices. There's some very small little power chairs now that have been downsized. They can actually, you can do a 360 degree turn in them and not move position.
Hmm.
They're very nimble. They're very easy to use with a joystick. Some of them break down into four pieces to where you can just put them in your trunk. But we also have automotive lifts to actually pull a mobility device back up into the end of back end of a van or an SUV or into a trunk. So the caregiver doesn't have to, you know, expend a lot of effort to lift that device into the vehicle for them.
And let me make a point that, you know, I help families find the right care community, but again, 9 out of 10 people would rather stay home. And I think everyone should remain as independent as possible, as long as that makes sense, and as long as you can do it safely and it's affordable, all those things. But here's the bottom line, and this is kind of a scary statement, kind of a blunt statement, but many times the one thing that's keeping you at home versus moving to a care community, and we have some good places to choose from if you want to stay home, that one thing is your caregiver, and that's usually your spouse. So when you're looking at some of these options to address the needs of, you know, getting from your kitchen into the garage down, you know, 24 inches, 36 inches to the floor to get in and out of your vehicle so that you're not, you know, cabin fever, you know, you're not home locked into your home. You have to consider caring for your caregiver as well and taking care of their back and taking care of their needs and reducing their stress. And all of these pieces of equipment accomplish that exact thing.
That's so true. We're just helping a wonderful couple out right now who he has advanced dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yep.
And he was a former football player.
Oh,
so
boy.
We've got a mismatch, as they'd say,
man,
in the football world.
That's right.
And this has been helping them tremendously be able to get out and enjoy being around and seeing family and friends.
And even if she wanted to pick him up, that's not happening.
No,
so,
not a good idea.
not happening at all. And so you use one of these vertical platform lifts. And Bill, after the break, I want to kind of break that down and talk about, you know, how that works and kind of talk folks through. And again, if you want to look at pictures of some of these, we have some videos and there's just a lot of information. Get online, 101mobility. Those are the numerals, 101mobility.com/Kansas City, and you can check these things out. But after the break, Bill, let's pick that up and talk more in depth about some of these lifts.
Sounds great.
All right, and now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average cost of a semi-private room in a nursing home is A, $100 a day, B, $150 a day, C, $200 a day, D, $250 a day, or E, $300 per day. We'll have the answer for you right after the break. That's a lot of money, right? So hold on. I'll answer that question right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. We have people live people who answer the phone. No voicemail or recordings here. We're old school at Senior Care Live. Call us at 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can also stream this program to any electronic device. Very simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone or the listen live button. Give it a few seconds to connect and boom, you are in. It'll stream to your phone, your tablet, your computer. So that's not so old school, Bill.
That's right.
That's new school, but guess what? You have to do that. And a lot of people do stream the program. So feel free to help yourself on that. Now let's get back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average cost of a semi-private room in a nursing home is A, $100 a day, B, $150 a day, C, $200 a day, D, $250 a day, or E, $300 per day. And the answer is C, $200 a day. So do some quick math on that. And Bill, that's $6,000 a month. You know, that's inching up a little bit. I'm not ready to call the average any higher than that, because you can go lower than that too. But $6,000 to $6,500 is very common. That's for a semi-private room, meaning that you have a roommate. So you can buy a whole lot of accessibility and mobility solutions at that rate and stay home and just save a ton of money. And oh, by the way, you're home.
We can certainly help some folks out with those kind of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, nothing's for free. Everything has a price, but this price is totally worth it. If you can stay home, and again, 9 out of 10 people would prefer to do that, call Bill Schwartz and his great team at 101 Mobility of Kansas City, 913-320-1101, 913-320-1101, or also visit online. You can see a lot of these products. It's a great website, 101. That's the number. So 101mobility.com/Kansas City, and some really good information there. So Bill, we were talking on the break off mic there. So this vertical platform lift, so you can, most garages are kind of attached to the kitchen. Mine's attached to a little laundry area, but you can open the door and hit a button, and this lift will come right up and be flush against the wall and drop a little ramp right into your home to where you're just rolling right onto this thing.
Well, pretty close to that. What you would do is you would have a call send button inside the door of that garage, typically in your home, to where you would need to call it up before you could enter it.
Okay.
For the sake of grandkids, other folks, we don't want someone to be able to open that door if the lift was down on the ground.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's a preventative safety measure. But, yeah, the idea would be that you would call the lift up, and it would come up 2-3 feet, whatever the case is. You'd roll directly onto the lift and then go down, and then a ramp would deploy automatically as you go down to the garage floor.
Okay.
Alternatively,
you just roll right out.
You roll right out, and you're ready to get into your car.
This solves one of the greatest accessibility issues in every single house in the entire country. This one really nice, sturdy piece of equipment, so easy to use. This solves so many problems. It's unbelievable.
It really does. And there's an alternative way to use this. We do probably about 50% of the time, that is to build a small deck outside the door.
Like a little landing?
A little landing, and you would actually wheel out onto the deck. What that allows you to do is to have a staircase off one of the sides. Then you'd go on to the platform lift and come down.
Yeah.
That way the caregiver isn't forced to use the lift each and every time that they want to leave the home. So, but either way, it's a great fit. These go up to 14 feet in height, so we can put one around the back of a house up onto a deck, for example, and allow people to enjoy their backyards. Or sometimes that's their method of ingress, egress to the home, is to go around to the back of the house if they want to completely leave the garage free of any device or ramp.
Yeah. See, and that's 14 feet. I mean, that's going to get up to most decks, I think.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. And so most garages are probably going to be 2 to 3 feet, maybe. I think mine is probably a couple of feet. I don't know if I've ever seen any deeper than 3 feet, but hey, you can go up to 14 if you want.
That's right.
But my brother used to live in a house, and they never used the front door because it just wasn't convenient, because I mean the garage was clear around the side, and then you had to kind of walk around and then walk up, and they always walked around to the back side of their home as, you know, routine kind of entry, and something like that, I mean, if they needed this functionality, they would use about 12 feet of that. About getting up to the deck. So
lots of way to get folks in other houses, you bet.
And then, so once you're in the wheelchair platform, vertical platform lift, and now you're on the floor in the garage in your wheelchair, you get over to your vehicle, you transfer inside of your vehicle, and maybe you have like one of these electric, you know,
scooters,
like a little
power
scooter
chairs.
Power chair is a good way to. This isn't your old school electric wheelchair. These things look like the lunar, some of the vehicles on the moon or something. These things are just unbelievable. You can spin, like Bill said, 360 degrees and not move anywhere. They're just super nice, super nimble. But how do you get your power chair or your scooter into your vehicle?
Well, if it's something that doesn't break down into several pieces, and that's not for everyone, for different reasons.
Yeah. You might just need a simple three-wheel scooter.
Or you might need a full-size power chair. And,
right.
And some folks do need those. And in that case, we have automotive-type lifts that either mount behind the vehicle into a trailer hitch,
uh-huh.
and, you know, you put a cover over your device when you're traveling.
I'm seeing more and more of those, by the way.
Yeah. Or we have devices that will actually come out of the vehicle and then lower to the ground. You load up your device onto it. It'll come up and back into the back end of a van or SUV.
So it just picks it up, lifts it up, and then and then just disappears inside of the back of the van.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I have some friends. They care for a special needs child, and they have one of these lifts in their van, and it's the mom, my friend, I'm friends with the parents, but she said, there's no way without the help of a lift that I could care for this child.
Oh, they're fantastic. We just finished auto lift season because come about April, our phones start ringing off the hook for auto lifts. And, you know, because everybody wants to travel and see grandkids, see the monuments wherever they're going. And,
yep.
And we have a steady flow of those throughout the warm months.
Absolutely. And then, and the whole point of this is if you don't have, like you said, a way to get in and out of your home, you're stuck in your home. So, I mean, and that's okay. I mean, you want to be home, but there's a quality of life issue, being able to get out, smell the fresh air. And we have this beautiful fall weather going on right now. Get out and see the Christmas lights. Get out and drive around to the lake, see the fireworks, just go shopping, do something, get out of the house. That's a quality of life issue. And these accessibility solutions do address that very, very issue.
They sure do. Sure do, Steve.
All right. Seriously, for our listeners, if this is resonating with you, call Bill Schwartz with 101 Mobility of Kansas City. Here's the phone number. Write it down, and Bill or someone from his team can meet with you, discuss some of these options, and then some of the pricing. And it's so much less expensive than moving to a care community. It's just ridiculous. This is a no-brainer. Okay, so give them a call, 913-320-1101. 913-320-1101, where you could also look up the website 101, so that's 101mobility.com/Kansas City. Bill, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Always a blast, Steve. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll have a whole lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, and literally you could call it 24 hours a day. Operators are always standing by. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, or maybe you want to share the program with a friend or another a family or a neighbor, etc., or maybe you just want to tune in and hear the information again, no worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and there you will find all of the previously aired episodes. You just click, there's a little radio player looking thing there. You just click on the play button and boom, it'll just start playing. It's internet magic. How about that? So, anyway, it really is that simple. And I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people listen to these podcasts every single month. So feel free to help yourself. And, just another thanks to, my friend Bill Schwartz. He's the owner of 101 Mobility of Kansas City. And I have to tell you, I mean, some of this equipment is like James Bond land. I mean, out of a movie or something. A quick story. I didn't have time to share it earlier. My introduction into senior care, I was a college kid, 79, early 80s in there. And I, I signed up for a part-time job delivering medical equipment and supplies to elderly individuals living in their home, apartment, sometimes an assisted living facility, or maybe even a nursing home, but mostly to people living in their homes independently. And they're always happy to see me. And JP, I weighed about $170 back then, so the ladies were trying to fatten me up. They'd send me out with cake and cookies and iced tea on the warm days, and the men were sharing their fishing tips with me, and I would move furniture for them so they could move behind it. I mean, it was like visiting your grandparents several times per day, but they were always happy to see you, and I loved, that's when I fell in love with serving seniors. I absolutely loved it. So, but, you know, we had some stair lifts back then, and we had some electric wheelchairs, and it looked like a kind of a normal looking wheelchair with a couple of motors back there. Very archaic versus all of these power chairs and scooters that you see today. Obviously tremendous improvements in technology and weight reduction, etc., over all the years. But some of these lifts are just phenomenal. You could put a 4-foot by 4-foot platform lift in your garage and save all kinds of problems, and just address all sorts of issues, making it super easy to go right out into your garage, right down to the garage floor, and then get over to your vehicle and get out of the house safely. And as far as the cost comparison, there is no comparison when living, you know, when doing that versus moving to a senior care community. Now, the good news, if you need a senior care community, there's some great places to choose from. We're blessed. We have excellent providers in our area. Not all of them, but I mean, a lot of them are really, really good. So if you need that, that's great. But again, most people like to stay home. So call Bill Schwartz. They are passionate about this. He said, I love my job. We get to help people every single day. And everything that we do is just so positive for them. It's helping them remain independent in their home. We're solving the I can't get out of my house issue, right? And some of these pieces of equipment, and they'll even pick up your scooter or your electronic device and tuck it away into your vehicle so that you can get out and about. It's just unbelievable, some of these products, and the cost is very, very affordable. 101 Mobility of Kansas City, 913-320-1101, 913-320-1101. And also check out their website, 101, that's 101, so the numbers, 101mobility.com/Kansas City.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I've just been working with many, many families here recently, and several of them have said, you know what, Steve, we started to kind of look around on our own, and we spent so much time and we didn't get anything done. We're more confused now than we've ever been. Please help us walk through this. We need some professional attention, and we love the services that you provide. So that just kind of prompted me to say, listen, I need to kind of let my listeners know what to expect when going out and going through that whole search and selection process when you're searching for the right senior care community at any level. I mean, the primary levels would be, you know, independent living, assisted living, and the nursing home level. That's generally known as long-term care, but traditionally known as the nursing home level. And then there are some other levels in there: residential care facility, intermediate care facility, and the home plus level of care is also excellent. But if you're looking for a place, you should expect to spend 50 to 100 hours doing your search. Steve, it doesn't take that long. Yeah. Well, you ask some people who have done this, and they will verify that. This is a very time-consuming process. 50 to 100 hours is what you should absolutely expect on your search. And that's, look, if you're in a crisis and mom's being discharged from a hospital tomorrow, you've just got to grab a place and hope like heck that it works out. Sometimes that happens, and you have to just literally pick the first place on a list or the first place you call and hope like heck that it works out. And that's not part of this 50 to 100 hours. I'm talking about people who can see the need and they're trying to get out in front of it a little bit, and they're really trying to do their homework because they're trying to do the very best that they can do, and they're really wanting to do their research and find the best place. 50 to 100 hours is absolutely what you can expect. One of my clients said that by the time we were finished with Senior Care Consulting, they hired us for our premium service, our red carpet full service placement program. We were done by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, done, completely finished. And they were just amazed. They said, Steve, but we just finished this. It was with them is about 1 o'clock. And he said, you know what we would have been doing if we hadn't have met you and hired you to help us through this whole process? Right about now, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, we'd still be at home. We would be still in our pajamas. We would be completely stressed out, drinking our second pot of coffee, and we would be going through the yellow pages and going through lists of facilities, just trying to figure out a starting point and make a list. We would still be doing that right now. And the amazing thing is, we just finished up with your service and we're done. He said they were just completely astounded with how much time that saved them versus what they would have been doing. Here's another thing to consider. Many time, part of this 50 to 100 hours, a lot of time that the representatives at the facilities, and I, let me say, I'm not going to pick a fight with anybody here. This does not happen everywhere, but some places, the salespeople at that community, they don't even bother to call you back. They'll just call you, they'll just get to you when they get to you. Now, some places call you back immediately because you're important to them, but some places are like, yeah, I'll call them back whenever. And so you have to call back two or three times, and you might get lucky and catch them at their desk. You may not. You may hear back from them a few days or even a week or two later. But again, this is part of this lack of response, not from every place, but maybe from a few places that contributes to that 50 to 100 hours. One of my clients said that they, and this is an absolutely true story, we finished up with our search and selection process with Senior Care Consulting. And again, we were done by about 1:30 in the afternoon with their family. They were almost perturbed. They said, you got to be kidding me. You made this so simple, so simple. And then they shared with me that they had spent well over 1 year. Now, not every day, but over a year off and on, just looking at places, going out and checking out places. And they said that the more they looked, the further away from making a decision they were. They said the more time we spent on this, the more confused we were. And they said we looked at all these places. We weren't really sure about any of them. And they said we spent way over 50 to 100 hours. They said we'll take your average way over that. And they said, but you know, we love our mom. We're going to do our very best for her. We're able to take care of her at home. We were trying to do our research, but we just couldn't get it done. And Senior Care Consulting with our placement services walked them through that in just a few hours. Some of the family members were able to even return to work that very day, and they had missed a lot of work, because of, caring for their parents. Someone said they put their mother-in-law in four different nursing homes before they found the right one. And they were doing their best. They were doing their best. So it's, they were doing the best that they could, but they said every time we moved from one place to another, we could see her decline. It's very, very, very hard on anyone to move, let alone someone who is elderly and maybe frail with some health issues, right? Another thing to expect to encounter, again, not at all places, at some places, very, very, very aggressive salespeople. They are going to close the sale, and you are the one they're going to close. So all of this just adds up to you spending 50 to 100 hours on average. And even then, you may not be happy with the choices that you make. I'm going to talk about a solution to all of that right after the break, but just wanted you to know that you should expect 50 to 100 hours when you go out on your own searching for a senior care community.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, right after the break, I'm going to show you how to avoid the 50 to 100 hours. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. All right, so I just went through a little bit of the nightmare of 50 to 100 hours, and it's pretty tough. Obviously you can do it, but a lot of time and a lot of frustration there, and you want to make sure that you choose the right place. That is why Senior Care Consulting is just getting so busy. There are a lot of people out there who they're DIY, do it yourself. They will do it themselves. And that's great. That's no worries at all. But if you're a person who appreciates professional service and guidance, if you're a person who appreciates an absolute expert helping you to make one of the most critical decisions you will ever make in your entire life, right? Call Senior Care Consulting. Our clients absolutely love this service. It's a premium level service. We roll out the red carpet to our clients. We make this as simple as possible with a minimal amount of time, and you will be in a perfect position to make the best call you can possibly make. Our direct line to Senior Care Consulting, if this is of interest to you, 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. Also, check out our website. It's a really good site. There's good information there. Senior Care Consulting. That's with an ING. SeniorCareConsulting.com. We can help you literally with just a few hours of time invested. And again, this is a premium. This is not one of these free referral services that talks to you, you know, I don't know, somebody sitting on their couch at home talking to you on the phone, then sending your information out to a very limited number of places that may or may not be your best fit. That's like comparing, that's not even an apple and an orange. That's a kind of a semi-rotten apple to a Cadillac. Okay. I mean, we are consultants, right? We have several levels of engagement to choose from. We don't sell you anything. We educate you. We're taking you through a very steep curve, and we're educating you all the way through this process. And we walk right beside you through this entire process. We help you make a very difficult decision and a complex decision. We help you make that during your greatest time of need, or one of your greatest times of need. I'll tell you that. A lot of the clients that I work with Senior Care Consulting, it is their greatest time of need. It's crunch time. And just think about this. Just think about this. You're trusting complete strangers. You don't know these people at all. You're trusting them to provide the most intimate of care to your mother. Provide the most intimate of care for your dad, your spouse. They don't feel well. They have health issues. They're frail. They need someone to really and truly provide them loving care. Shouldn't you know as much as possible about that organization and their history and their operation, their exact staffing ratios and what pharmacy they use, and the years of experience and tenure by the top management people? Shouldn't you know who their medical director is and what their specialty is and how often they're in the building? Shouldn't you know how many showers you get on average every single week there? Shouldn't you know about their dining schedule and if you're helped? And shouldn't you know if they can accommodate someone with cognitive impairment? I could go on and on for 2 hours about shouldn't you know, but really, shouldn't you know as much information about that place and their people? Do they drug screen their staff? I bet you didn't even think about asking that. I have.
because this is what Senior Care Consulting has helped clients do for 15 years. We're not for sale. We don't receive kickbacks from any of the facilities. We work directly for you and your family. And we help you understand all that you can know and everything you need to know about the top facilities in our area so that you can choose the best fit. You can choose the one that's the best fit for your unique circumstances. That's what we can do for you. We don't receive reimbursement from any care provider ever, 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 never, ever. We are objective. We're unbiased. We work directly for you and your family and in your best interest. We make a very difficult process very simple. It's never easy, but we can make it simple, taking just a few hours of your time. If this is resonating with you, if you're interested in a free consultation, call me directly, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, and ask me about a free consultation, and we'll see if we're a good fit for you. All right, then I'm going to just take a few minutes left to wrap up the program. I can't believe this hour, I've been on air for about 4.5 years, and every time it always catches me off guard. It's like, boom, it's gone. It's almost noon, you know. So I just wanted to, I'll just touch on this today. I'll go more in depth, but you're going to hear me kind of talking quite a bit about this and really kind of warning everyone. I would like to say it's really more of an education, but there is a seasonal demand for these senior care communities like assisted living, long-term care, memory care. Did you know that? That really catches a lot of people off guard. So, isn't there always a demand? Well, yeah, there is. Every single day, there's a demand for all of these different levels of care communities, but there is some seasonality to it, and you can set your clock to this. This is exactly what it is. So it's an inverted bell curve. So the bell goes down, not up, but the bell doesn't go down too far. So think of it as kind of a cereal bowl, right? It's kind of a shallow inverted bell curve. So when that bell is at its lowest spot, you're looking at the peak of the summer, like June through August. So there's still a demand for all of these places, but it would be at its lowest point during the hot summer months, beautiful weather, et cetera, et cetera. Then as you start to go move toward the end of the year, which here we are, I mean, we're into about the third week of October, which I can't even believe that. Didn't we just finish with Christmas or New Year's or 4th of July, et cetera. So as you move towards the end of the year, this demand starts to increase. And then a couple things happen. Families come home for the holidays, all the holidays between, you know, mid-November, later November, all the way through December and the first of the year. And guess what? A lot of times you're like, oh, my goodness, the realizations. I didn't realize Dad was getting that bad. I had no idea. He had really slipped quite a bit. And he won't let anyone come into the house. So we need to look at, you know, moving to a senior care community. Let's just do that right after the first of the year. Let's get through the holidays and we'll go out and look. And then at the first of the year, you just have a natural spike and increase, in the increase of demand. You have flu season, pneumonia, people falling on the ice and fracturing a hip. I mean, just all heck breaks loose, right? And so you have a natural increased demand along with this newly realized pent-up delayed demand. You have both of those together hitting about the middle of January, for about the second week of January or so. I swear I can feel the ground shaking with all these people and families, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people out looking for a place. So the message is, if you think you want to move around the end of the year, first of the year, right now is when you need to be looking and getting your name on a list. Right now. Because you may be number 3 on the list today. You'll be 23rd on the list in the first week of January. So if you need help with that, 913-945-2800. And to everyone listening, thank you so very much. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Next week, I'll see you right here on Senior Care Live.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.